You know, there's a new way to be a leader as a woman. And there's a way that doesn't compromise our health and well-being at the expense of being successful. And that's the conversation that I want to have and want to inspire in women in your backyard and all over the world, really.
Hi, everyone. Does this sound revolutionary? Well, trust me, it is. And it's also doable. How do I know? Because during the pandemic, I had the honor of participating in a pilot program called Rootsilience. The Rootsilience framework incorporates yoga, food as medicine, and conscious leadership tools for participants to learn an adaptable system to sustaining well-being while tapping into essential methods that nurture wholeness. How did I come to find this? Well, a friend passed along a pilot program that Rimi Chakraborty and Samantha Anderson had created together. I had the opportunity, as I mentioned, to be online. I think we were on for maybe 9 months. There were 12 women who were in different levels of leadership positions, and some, like me, weren't even in the traditional workforce any longer. But the methods and the tools that Rimi and Samantha created to teach us helped us live better, healthier, richer lives. I went to visit Rimi at her place in the Azores for my 60th birthday. Originally, it was supposed to be a retreat that Rimi and Samantha were going to create for the group, but pandemic hit. So we were all online, nobody could get to the Azores. And once things started to lift, instead of waiting for the next retreat, I jumped on board for my birthday and I went by myself. There, I had some coaching sessions with Rimi, and I found my way through in a way that, to be honest, I wished had been different while I was there. And only in retrospect and hindsight when I got home was I so glad it went the way it went. Being in the Azores helped me recognize that there's a new way. Listen to what Rimi has to say about that.
The new way is one that keeps us connected to our roots and helps us to stay grounded, not getting stretched beyond our limits in the first place. This new way is one that really values our whole person health and well-being.
Rimi and I talked in October, and to be honest, when I listened back to our conversation, it didn't sound so good. So I've taken another piece from what our conversation was about, and I zeroed in and asked Rimi if she could please explain more about what the Rootsilience framework that she taught me when I was visiting her and when we had been in the pilot program was really all about.
Well, the way that, so my dear friend and colleague, Samantha Anderson, who is the co-founder and co-creator of Rootsilience, Going Beyond Resilience, this is the name of this framework. And we based this framework on the chakra system, because what this does is it allows us to have a way to organize conversations around how we move down and into our whole selves. Meaning a lot of us are always in our heads. We're often talking heads on a screen, if you will, like we are right here, right now. Or we're cerebrally understanding what we need to be healthy or what we should be doing or what we are told is good for us or healthy for us. But we're not embodying that. We're not able to connect to ourselves in a way where we actually have that knowledge at the cellular level. And so by going down, and we go from the top down, which is a revolutionary way to go down through the chakras. And again, for people who aren't into the chakras, who don't know anything about them, it really is an organizational framework. And for those of you or those of your listeners who are very into the chakra framework, this provides an added perspective in the leadership space, which I think is incredibly relevant and meaningful. So as we go from the top down, we explore our purpose in the crown chakra. And we look at, well, what are we really here to do in a way that isn't so overwhelming that sometimes that big purpose word can be. Then we move into the third eye and we look at you know, what is our vision? What is our vision for our lives? And we get into the throat chakra. We look at how do we voice that vision? And we're essentially going down the chakra system through this framework, incorporating these conscious leadership or authentic leadership, as we like to call them, exercises that are practical ways we can really embody these principles, coupled with healing foods. You know, what are the foods that nourish good sleep or brain health or healthy thyroid? And we also incorporate the mind-body pieces, which are really connecting and driving home this innate wisdom of our body, being literate in the language of the signals that our body gives us.
Samantha and Remy both come to Root Zilience and to their own activities from different places with different strengths, but yet with the same energy and passion for helping us be the best we can be. Samantha leads with impact and helps women not burn out and destroy their health in the process of empowering them to live their fullest lives. She's amazing. Her expertise spans the areas of coaching, organizational and leadership development, philanthropic advising, impact investing, and business and strategic planning. As a co-creator of Root Zilience, she is also a founder of Essential Wholeness, which is a functional medicine health coaching practice. She's national board certified as a health and wellness coach, and I have to tell you, I myself have called on Samantha so many times to help me. Things that haven't felt well, things I can't put my finger on, ways of just making it so that I feel better on a day-to-day basis. I've also talked to her about some issues both my daughter and my husband have had. Remy comes to Root Zilience and to her own work as well, helping folks bridge traditional leadership with creative and emotional intelligence. Remy is armed with an MBA from MIT Sloan School of Management. She has an engineering degree from Penn, and she worked her way to the top at McKinsey. When Remy reached the top, she realized that to get there, she had to sacrifice her health and happiness. And instead of ignoring the voices in her head and heart and body, she's chosen to live and lead with purpose. And in 2015, moved to the Azores. Now she's a leading expert in emotional intelligence-based leadership, integrating her world-class education, business acumen, and over 20 years training in various alternative healing and energy modalities. So in the show notes, I've put links to the Root Zilience website for information on programs coming up with Root Zilience for you all to check out. And while you're there, you can get your personalized Root Zilience leadership map and see where to focus so your path to well-being isn't so overwhelming. Set aside about 20 minutes to go through the questions and get the feedback for free, and then keep an eye on the website for when Remy and Samantha will be offering more programs. And if you like what you see, you can now join Remy on a retreat in the Azores at her luscious lodge and retreat center, February 17th through 20th, 2023. I also put a link in the show notes so you could learn more about that as well. Whatever it is you do decide to do or don't do, just take a few minutes and look at a new way of looking at who you are, where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, and stay open to the possibilities of new opportunities and new modalities to make yourself feel better each and every day in each and every way. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.